to our listeners. It's me, Arjun. This is your V, Arjun. And you're listening to V-Pods, a queer-oriented podcast powered by the Tripod Network. So, ayan, to those of you who listened to the last two episodes, you know na I'm doing this short episodes. And this is the last part of the series called Pakinggan Niyo Ko, I'm a Cloud Chaser, charot. Or, hindi, joke lang. This is the last part of the series that I'm doing solo without Jen. And this is more about self-discovery, learning from your mistakes, and being at peace alone. Mga ganun. So, yun ya. The first episode is more about knowing your wrongs or how to move past a bad decision, a bad mistake. Bad mistake? Mistake nga eh. A mistake that you did na nakasakit ka. And next naman is about realizing and accepting that parang breakups naman doesn't automatically mean that you need to enter another relationship. Diba? Agad-agad. So, ito in this last episode of this series is this will be about the voices we hear inside your head. Ah, the voices we hear inside your head. Wow, naririnig namin yung boses sa head ng isang tao. Hindi yun. The voices we hear inside our heads. Ayun. Hindi siya yung ano, parang the clinical version na hindi natin dapat tinitake lightly. Na kasi 'di ba parang when you hear voices, parang sign siya ng schizophrenia, ganyan. But that's a severe mental health condition. So, hindi dapat natin siya i-take lightly. But this is more about having conversations with yourself sa mind mo. Or to name it, it's the self-talk. Yun niya. Parang, this is about your flea bag moment. Hindi ko alam kung alam niyo yun. Parang alam ba siya na lahat? Okay. There's this series kasi it's titled Fleabag. And if you haven't watched it, I think meron siya sa Prime. It's, wala, highly recommended siya. And yung treatment kasi nung series na to, or how the story unfolds. Wow, unfolds. Ano siya, parang daily, ano, daily things happening to this girl named Fleabag. And sa lahat na nangyayari sa life niya, may kausap siya, nasa restaurant siya, nasa coffee shop siya, or whatever. Tumitingin siya sa camera. Like, she's breaking the fourth wall. You know naman that treatment, di ba? Na parang may mga movies na parang when something's happening, bigla silang titingin kunyari sa audience or sa camera. And then sasabihin nila yung thoughts nila. Hindi to, parang this is different from yung nag-voice over lang na thoughts. Hindi siya ganun. Parang it's really breaking that fourth wall. The fourth wall being the screen. Or, yun nga. Titingin siya sa camera and then sabihin niya na, oh my God, ganyan. Magbibigay siya ng commentary niya dun sa nangyari. Bakit ako nag-explain? I think madali naman yun sa intindihin. Epal kasi ako eh. Anyway. So yun nga. What I want to say in this last episode is, it's important to have your Fleabag moment on a daily. Kailangan mo siyang i-exercise. Yung self-talk mo sa mind mo. Parang ayun yung sinasabi nila na this is the most powerful tool or exercise your brain should do daw. Yung mindfulness self-talk. Siyempre, hindi naman lahat ng self-talk positive. Like, siyempre, if you're insecure as a person, yung self-talk mo, negative din. Parang, nakatingin ka sa salamin, parang you bash yourself, ganyan. May iba't ibang klaseng self-talk. Pero yung gusto kong sabihin is, it's important na we practice mindfulness self-talk. And this is a type of self-talk na nagpo-focus dun sa sa'yo, sa emotions mo, sa you being one with your environment. Wow! One with Buddha. Si Buddha yan. Hindi, parang fino-focus mo yung sarili mo dun sa present moment. And maganda yung mindfulness self-talk to challenge your negative thoughts and para mas ma-focus siya to the more positive ones. Ganyan. So, mahirap nga siya. Mahirap siya kasi ako nung ngayon na I'm trying to move forward with my life. I'm really trying to be kinder to myself. Nakakaroon ng negative self-talk. Self-talk eh. Like, no Arjun because you're a trash. Mga ganun. Parang, no Arjun, parang, I hate you. So why would you love yourself? Ganun na siya. Umabot siya sa ganun. But it's really important to focus on being aware dun sa mga sinasabi ng mind mo to yourself. Ang hirap. Like parang, kaya nga yung tinitle na lang namin dito is Voices in Our Heads. Kasi, yes, quote-unquote, excuse me for the lack of better term, pero para kang baliw or nakakabaliw siya talaga. Diba? Naghanap lang din ako or parang I really talk to people who make sense naman about this and ask their input about self-talk. Ganyan. And may mga nakuha ko from them. Na parang sabi nila na parang I should notice daw yung negative self-talk ko. Diba? Yes, mahirap. But I think first step talaga siya to changing your self-talk is to become aware na may conversation that's happening inside your head. So pay attention to that. Pay attention to the things that you say to yourself, especially pag stressed ka na or kinakabahan ka or pag you don't really like what you see in the mirror. Ganun. And then next, i-challenge mo yung negative thoughts na yun. Kasi, di ba, na-notice mo na yung negative thought. And then ask yourself, tama ba to? Tama nga ba yun? Tama ba na yun yung inisip ko? Parang ganun. Parang that's another way kasi to look at a certain situation eh. Na yun naman yung importance ng self-talk eh. Na wait, tama ba na naiinis ako? Wait, tama ba na nasasad ako na sinabi niya to? Tama ba na na-offend ako? Or kung nasang situation ka man, di ba? And then, yung last is replace those negative thoughts ka with positive ones. Parang na-challenge mo na siya yung negative thought. I-replace mo na kaya with a positive one. For example, parang if nakatingin ka sa mirror or kahit nakahiga ka lang and then yung self-thought mo is I'm not good enough or hanggang dito na lang ako, I will never find another person to share my life with or I'm not that friend naman na binavalue ng mga tao, ganyan. I-replace mo siya with the thoughts na would really help empower you then. I know it's really hard. Parang it's better said than done talaga. Parang, paano mo nga masasabi na I am capable naman of doing this, of doing that, and then if they don't appreciate that, then at least I did what I know na kaya kong ibigay. And then be at peace at that or parang accept na parang at least, diba, parang dun sa part na yun, hindi man nagstay yung mga tao na gusto mong magstay. Pero nasabi mo sa isip mo na you did what you did and naging kind ka to people, then at least, di ba, parang you win na ganun. I don't know, nagme-make sense pa ako. So sabi lang nila na practice mindfulness din daw. Ito yung mga friends ko na na parang very, like, I turn to them kapag wisdom na yung mga kasi I think that they are really wise. Kasi bobo ko, joke. Ayun, parang sabi nila na practice paying attention nga daw dun sa present moment. Do more things na would separate you from the world. Hindi siya like parang that would separate your thoughts from the world niya. And be mindful na this is happening. So you are less likely daw to develop that negative self-talk. Pero ayun, parang the power of it, if mas alam mo na how to regulate a conversation or to host a conversation inside your head, it will help us improve our self-image then. Parang kapag negative yung self-talk natin, di ba? Parang hindi okay yung self-esteem natin. We feel bad about ourselves. So yun, if we practice this more, yung positive and mindful self-talk, it will really help us improve the way we see ourselves. Mafo-focus natin yung strengths natin. Or parang we see ourselves in a more positive light. And last, siguro, is having that self-talk, that fleabag moment, magiging kinder ka to yourself, di ba? Hindi lang to yourself pala. Magiging kinder ka sa lahat. Kasi parang when you are kind to yourself, magiging easy na lang siya to be kinder to others. Diba? So, ayun. Sana, kung meron man, akong natutunan talaga dito sa lahat ng nangyari is that too early to say pa kasi syempre hindi pa naman natin alam ano yung mangyayari sa akin in the next 6 months na lang. Ah, in the next 6 months naman, diba? So, update na lang, update ko na lang ulit. Gagawa na lang ulit ako ng ano, ng papansin na 3-part series about what's going to happen in the next 6 months. Pero, ayun, I hope makatulong to. I may be not that clear with with the wisdom that I want to share or the learnings that I want to share because I'm really trying to omit details or try to be not specific. Diba? Pero I hope i-take nyo na lang kung ano yung kaya nyo i-take. Bakit ba? Parang bakit? Responsibility ko pa ba yun? Then, joke lang. Yun. So, anyway, that's it. Tapos na yung 3-part series na Jen and I agreed on na gagawin ko siyang solo. And hopefully, the next episode is really kaming dalawa na. And I know, na-miss nyo rin kaming dalawa and nami-miss nyo rin si Jen. So, hello to her friends. Wow, sorry, ako lang to. Anyway, ayan, thank you pa rin for making time to listen to this last episode, mga ka-V-Pods. And maraming salamat for making it to this point of the episode. If you have questions, if you want to tell me something, tell us something, just message us on Instagram at vpods.podcast and on Twitter at vpodspodcast. Ayan lang. So, thank you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.